I want to welcome you this morning to Bay Springs Church and let you know how much we appreciate all of you being here, our visitors from other churches and friends of the family. We want you to feel very welcome and want you to know how much we appreciate your presence being in this service today. In a moment, we'll ask Elder Rick Stewart, if he will, to lead us in prayer to begin our service. And I'm sure that as all of you are aware, we've met this morning for a very special occasion to ordain Brother Brian Bowles and Brother Craig Fussell to the office of a deacon here at Bay Springs Church. I trust that all of you have come this morning in prayer that the Lord would overshadow this meeting and sanction it with His presence and be with us during this service, that all we do and say here will be glorifying and honoring to His great name. Ask Brother Rick now if he would to lead us in prayer.
You would bow with me, please. Almighty gracious Heavenly Father, with great thanksgiving that we gather here this morning on this occasion, we thank Thee for the gifts and the wisdom and spirituality that have been demonstrated by Brother Craig and Brother Brian. And we recognize, Heavenly Father, that that wisdom has come from Thee. We wish to thank Thee for it. We ask that Thou would cause us to appreciate that and to be more grateful than we are for the gifts that these two brethren have exercised. And we beg, Heavenly Father, that during this service that Thou would give them special strength and grace, that Thou would give them peace of mind throughout this service, and that each member of this congregation would be especially attentive to the things that are said, not only charge that's given to these two men, but also the instruction that we as the waiting congregation will receive for our duties and responsibilities in the church. We beg, Heavenly Father, that Thou would especially bless these two men that have been set aside to the work of this office. We ask that Thou would strengthen them, give them wisdom, give them guidance as they undertake the work of their office. We ask that Thou would cause them to look to Thee for guidance, that Thou would give them the strength that they would need to not only do the work of their office, but that they would have the wisdom that's necessary to lead their families, to raise their children, and to nurture and have the mission of the Lord. We beg, Heavenly Father, that while Thou would bless Brother Craig and Brother Brian, that Thou would also bless their families, their wives, all those who love them, that they would have the patience and the strength that's necessary for the families of these men at the work of their office. We beg, Heavenly Father, that Thou would not only bless these two deacons that are set aside for the work of this office today, but Thou would bless Bay Springs Church, that she would continue to be a source of light and strength in this community, that she would be a testament and a testimony to the faithfulness of Jesus Christ toward His church, and that this church would continue to thrive and prosper for many years to come. And we beg, Heavenly Father, that I would see fit to give these two men the strength to continue in that, to be faithful and steadfast in the work they've been set aside for. Please bless the remainder of this service, cause all things to be done in decency and in order, and to the honor and glory of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. In His name we pray, for His sake.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Rick. I appreciate it. I trust that all of you will continue to pray. We certainly appreciate Brother Rick and all the members of the presbytery being here this morning. Might ask at this time if the church is of the same mind that it was 2 weeks ago when it decided to set aside these two men. Brethren, are you of the same mind this morning? Very good. We'll ask this morning then if Brother Larry Woodard would serve as the spokesman for the church and ask any questions and be ready to escort the brethren to the front when it's that time. And ask these brethren over here in this corner if we could be assembled now and form a presbytery for this meeting and entertain a motion to appoint someone as the clerk for this meeting.
I make a motion.
motion that we nominate you for pastor chair to be the moderator.
Okay. Is that okay with you all? Okay. Anybody have any problems with me being the moderator? All right. If you do, I'd be glad to turn it over to somebody. I'll do the best I can then to serve as the moderator for these proceedings. We'll next appoint Elder Frank King, if he would, to serve as a clerk for the presbytery and for this proceedings of this meeting. We'll ask Elder Dan Bryan, if he would, to come and examine the church and the fitness of the qualifications of the candidates. Next, we'll ask Elder Gary Hall if he will question the candidates when it's time to do so. We'll ask Elder Stephen Dyer to offer the ordination prayer and ask Elder Wesley Watkins, if he would, to deliver the charge to these brethren. Is that okay with all of you all? Okay. Ask next if Brother Larry then would come forward and speak for the church. Brother Larry, why don't we get some chairs out here and for these folks to sit in. Brother Dan said we need to go back there and get some hard chairs for that sit and squirm. I'm not going to do that to you, brother. I love you. Just be fine. If you will, have a seat there, and Brother Dan, if he'll come up, question the church.
I think the last time I was here in a conference meeting, I heard Brother Larry say that I got to have some help. I don't think he probably thought that he would ever hear those words again. I remember them. In the book of 1 Timothy, we have some qualifications of the ministers. And then in the 8th verse of 1 Timothy, we read, "Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre." Brother Larry, you've known these brethren for a long time. Do you believe that these brethren qualify from that verse that I read?
Yes, I do.
I do too. It said, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Do you believe these brethren believe and understand what the Primitive Baptists believe?
Yes, I do.
And let these also first be proved. I think this is very important in ordaining deacons. Have they done the work of a deacon?
Yes, they have.
Well, that's good. Now, when you receive these brethren today as ordained deacons, don't you quit doing anything. You need to be an example to them and a teacher. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Do you believe that their wives meet that qualification?
Yes, I do.
I do too. Then he says, let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchased of themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that, brother?
Yes, sir.
Well, brother, I'm completely satisfied, if y'all are. Brother Moderator.
Thank you, brother.
ask now if Brother Larry would escort Brother Brian and Brother Craig up and ask them to sit here and ask Brother Gary Hall now to come and say all these things.
First of all, brethren, relax. If I'd known a good while ahead of time that I was going to be doing this, I probably would have called you and told you to be prepared to give a full explanation of the Trinity and explain whether or not David had, excuse me, if Adam had a navel or not. But I promise you, questions that I'll ask you, you'll be able to answer yes or no. That might not be true if we were ordaining a minister, but in the case of deacons, it is. I say to the congregation that when I run through these articles of faith and question these brethren as to whether or not they believe them, that it's not that I have any question in my mind as to whether or not they believe them, but we want it to be on record and we want everybody here to hear them say that they believe in these principles. First of all, the most basic of our faith is that we believe in one true and living God, but that there are three persons in that Godhead. Do you, brethren, believe in the Trinity? As in anything, there must be an ultimate authority. Can you imagine a football game without referees? Can you imagine just playing a household game without rules? There's got to be an ultimate authority. Do you, brethren, believe that the Scriptures are the ultimate authority in all matters? The third one, do you believe in the doctrine of eternal and particular election? That is, that God's people were chosen in Christ before this world ever began. Yes. And particular, that is, his people. God didn't just choose the plan, he chose the man, did he not? Do you believe in the doctrine of original sin, and that is, that Adam's sin had a consequence to all mankind? And do you believe that as a result of his sin, that man fell in a state that he could not by himself recover from? Do you believe that?
Yes.
All righty. Do you believe that sinners are justified in the sight of God only by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and that imputed righteousness that comes from him? Does man have anything that is necessary for him to do to earn himself glory? Do you believe that God's people, that is God's elect, are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Christ Jesus? And by preserved, I mean that they shall never finally fall away. Do you believe in eternal preservation of the saints? I stress that because there are some individuals who believe that man must persevere, that he must continue in faithfulness in order to prove that he's a child of God. But that's not our justification. Our eternal home in glory is preserved by the sanctifying work of the Trinity God. Do you believe that baptism and the Lord's Supper are the ordinances that were given to the church? Do you believe that the washing of the saints' feet is an example that's given to the church and that the church should practice that?
Yes.
Do you believe, furthermore, that only ordained ministers have the right to administer these ordinances?
Yes.
Finally, I ask you this one, because it is the dearest of all the doctrines, I think, that we hold on to. Do you believe at the final end that there will be a resurrection of the dead? That the bodies of those who have died, both the just and the unjust, will come forward from the grave one day and that the punishment of the wicked will last just as long as the joys of the righteous in heaven.
Yes.
Brother, any of you have any questions you want to ask? Thank you.
Brother, are you all satisfied with the questions that have been asked? And if that's the case, then if you'll gather around, we're going to lay hands on these men and ask Brother Stephen if he would to offer the ordination prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we bow humbly at Thy throne of grace this morning. We want to thank Thee, Lord, for all the blessings of this day. Most of all, Lord, at this moment in time, we want to thank Thee for these two brethren that we believe You have raised up and gifted to be deacons here at Bay Springs Church. We thank You, Lord, for blessing the church here to recognize this gift. We thank You so much, dear Lord, for these two men, for their faithfulness to the cause of Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord, for their willingness to forsake this world out of love and appreciation for what You've done for them. We pray, Lord, that You would continue to grant them the courage, the will, to serve Thee faithfully, Lord, in this office of deacon. We ask that You would bless the church here at Bay Springs to support these brethren. They would enable them to be able to perform the work of a deacon by providing the necessary funds. Pray for these brethren. Pray for their families. Lord God, we pray that You would bless the church here at Bay Springs. She stood as the light of this community for so many years. We pray, Lord, that You would continue to help her to shine in that regard. We pray for these two brothers that they would be able to lead and guide their family in a manner that would be pleasing to Thee. They would not bring shame and reproach upon our Lord Jesus Christ. The intention of their heart would always be true. Their sincere desire would be to honor Thee, Lord, in every aspect of their life. Lord God, we thank You so much for our Savior Jesus Christ. It's in His name we ask all these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Pastor and Brother Larry would escort the wives of these brethren up to sit with them. And ask Brother Wesley Watkins to come and deliver the charge to them.
I've been in several ordinations. I believe this is the first time I was needed, had to preach a charge. So y'all pray that I don't just mess up completely. We'll do the best we can. It says here in Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, charity and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give a tenderness to reading, to exhorting, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them that thy profit may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself, unto the doctrine. Continue them in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Certainly, it's teaching not to neglect the gift that is in thee. And we believe that both of you, brethren, have the gift. The church wouldn't have set you aside to be ordained today. And being a deacon, you don't get no whole lot of pay for it. But it's a job that needs to be done. And we need good, decent, respectable, honest men to do this. Honest in all things. And the wives should be sober, not blasphemers. Encourage their husbands. But remember, we're not ordaining you. We're ordaining the brother. And the last, he can discuss that, whatever he needs to with you, with his wife. But he should have the last word to make the decision himself. And certainly it's good if y'all can agree with one another. And better when the whole church can agree with what you might see that needs doing. When you find something around the building or yard that needs doing, bring it before the church. If they don't want to do nothing about it, drop it. Don't try to force them to do what they don't want to do. You'll get in trouble. In the old days, we find in the Bible where the deacons were appointed to look after the widows. That they had been elected in the days of ministry. So I believe a deacon should know each member. You should know them. You should know where they live at. I went to a church 20-something years ago. The deacon had been there a long time, and the members too. I asked him to go with me to visit Will, because I knew he didn't know where none of them lived. He didn't either. I was ashamed to me that he didn't know where the members lived and after that long a time. So you need to know where they live. And I see nothing wrong in talking with them. Ask them a few questions. If you might be suspicious that one is needing help, maybe can't pay the light bill, and you find that out, you bring it to the church. It's the church's business to help those in need. I believe it's your business to find out who's in need. Most of them might not even come tell the church if they couldn't pay the light bill. But if you go around talking to them, they may tell you what kind of problem they're having, and you bring it to the church. Always trusting in the Lord. Always being humble. Whoever you might go see, whoever you may want to talk to about something that contains to the church, you be humble. Pray before you ever go talk to them. Depending upon the Lord to bless you to say what's needful and shut up when you need to. All these things is important as a deacon. And the church should support you in what you're doing. Agree with you when they can. Say no when it's not right. You might bring something before the church that's not exactly right sometimes. it's their business not to say no. And one more thing about going to see and talk to the members. It's real good if your wife will go with you. For some reason or another, she can't. Ask somebody else, another member. I hate to say this, but it's not good to go by yourself. And if you want to know why, I'll tell you at a church. But it's not good to go by yourself. Go trusting in the Lord. And another thing, I believe a deacon ought to be qualified to do, and it don't mean you have to. But I believe a deacon should read and study God's Word. And be able to offer prayer. Get a verse or two on his mind sometime, and if they ask it, stand up here and read it. Explain it the way you see it. I believe a deacon ought to be able to do that. Like I said, you don't have to, but it's real good. I love to call on deacons to come up and offer prayer and talk some. I want them to talk some, not just offer prayer. It helps me. It may help the whole church. So we need to do that. And you can't do it if you don't read and study God's Word. Pray that He'll bless you to see and understand what you read. We had a brother at Rhema Church one time, Ray Roundtree, a lot of you know him. I believe the man had the spirit to say what he was saying. A lot of times we'd call on him, he'd come up and talk some. He said he never had no desire to preach. But he could talk and explain some verses of scriptures, and you felt like the Lord was blessing him. That's a great deacon and a blessing to the church of the living God. And we can't make the Lord bless you, but you can pray that He will. We the church better be praying for you, that you will do the right things. Do the will of the Lord. And pray for one another. You pray for the church. If one's gone astray, if one's getting in trouble, pray for them. Help them any way you can to bring them back, if it be of God. I love all of you. I want what's good for you. I want what's good for the church. If I talk too low for some of you not to hear me, forgive me. I just thought about it. I might ought to talk louder. Brother Michael, come on.
We could conclude just now and thank the Lord for the blessing of the day. He has certainly poured out a rich blessing on this church and us for being able to experience it. Brethren, I'll just share a few quick thoughts that ran through my mind to encourage you with. I will read one verse in 1 Timothy where Brother Wesley was reading, chapter 3 and verse 13. At the end of those qualifications and the wives' qualifications, Paul said, "For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith that is in Christ Jesus." The word deacon, the word that we get deacon in Scripture, comes from a Greek word, and I can't speak Greek, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but that one Greek word and the derivatives of that one word is found 61, I think I'm right about that, times in Scripture. It's only a few times that we find it translated deacon. It's used as a noun, like it is in some places, but more often than not, that word is used in a verb form. And my point behind that is to say this, that a deacon is not something that you are more than it is something that you do. Paul said, they that have used the office of a deacon. That whole phrase is that verb form of the usage of the office of a deacon. And a deacon in Scripture, before I tell you what it means, I'm going to tell you what it doesn't mean. Deacon in Scripture is not a position of authority in the church. Deacon in Scripture is also, we only have one authority, don't we? His name is Jesus. We have a king that reigns over this kingdom. We have his written authority that we have. Deacons aren't positions of authority, they're positions of responsibility, great responsibility. But also deacons are not positions of custodians and light men and AC men and sound men and just that. We need men to do all of those things. But the word deacon means to minister. It means to serve. In fact, the very first mention of that word where the first deacons are called over in Acts chapter 6, the apostles said that it is not meet that we leave the reading of the Scripture and serve tables. That word is that word deacon. So I don't want to demean you this morning, but you're servants of the church. And Christ said, there is no greater office than to be a servant. In fact, he even said that he came not to be ministered unto, but he came to minister. And the word that he uses there when he says, I came to minister, is the same word that we get our word deacon from. Brethren, the point that I make behind that is the Lord Jesus Christ is your greatest example. In all things, especially in that of service. You have some wonderful examples in the church. You have here at Bay Springs two good men that have served, I believe, used the office of a deacon well. I would encourage you to make them your example and make them your guide and go to them for advice. But above all, go to the Lord Jesus Christ for your God. Go to Him for your example. Proverbs chapter 3 says, not trust in the church or trust in the Lord, trust in the deacons, but trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, we could apply that to our lives, but even more so to the church. Acknowledge Him. And He shall direct thy paths. I know that there will be times in the church that you'll not know what to do. There'll be situations and there'll be decisions that you have to meet to decide on, and you'll have no idea what to do. I would encourage you to wise man Solomon said that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. I would encourage you and charge you to use other men in this congregation and in our community as examples. But above all, make the Lord your trust and your God and look to Him for your example. There are going to be times that you have to make difficult decisions, and there may be times that you don't necessarily agree on those. We're all men, and all of us don't have the same mind. I would encourage you, when those times arise and that you disagree, disagree in private. Don't make disagreement. Don't make the open church a venue for open disagreement. If at all possible, disagree in private. You wives, this is a joyous occasion. This is a wonderful day. But your husbands are going to be faced with some tough decisions in the church. I charge you to be their encouragement. Encourage one another. But I charge you to be their encouragement and be their support. Because there'll be times that they may not get as much support from anywhere else but you. And you are very needful for that. I love you all very much. It's an honor and a privilege for me to serve as your pastor and with you as deacons. May God bless you, is my prayer.
At this time, I may ask if the presbytery is satisfied with the work that's been done here today. I may ask if the church then is satisfied with the examination of these candidates and the work of this presbytery.
Church is satisfied.
Very good. We'll now turn these deacons back over to the church, fully ordained and authorized to carry out all their duties and responsibilities to their office. And the work of the presbytery now being complete, I will entertain a motion to dissolve our presbytery today.
I'll make a motion.
Say, all in favor, say
aye.
Aye. Okay, very good. Entertain also a motion now for the church to record make a recording of these proceedings as official church record and be placed in our church record.
Make a motion.
Okay. I hear a second.
Second.
All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
That'd be great. We'll record these proceedings as official church record of Faith Springs Church. We're going to sing a song now and ask these brethren to stand up here with their wives and give them, come around and shake their hands and hug their necks and encourage them with the right hand of fellowship. We'll start back here with Brother George on my right, and we'll just come around and shake their hands. And we'll choose a selection about number 161. If you will, turn to hymn number 161. Stand while we sing.
I'll burn a foundation, he says, of the Lord. It is laid for your face in his heirs of unworth. On board and his stay, and to you he has said, you unto Jesus for. Deep waters.
His presence and sanctioning these this meeting and for just a wonderful day that we've been blessed to be in the house of the Lord. Might ask before we conclude with prayer if there be any announcements or anything that anybody would like to say that needs to come to the attention of the body before we dismiss. If not, and all minds are satisfied, we'll ask Brother Craig Lanier if he would dismiss us with prayer.
Gracious, merciful, and kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee at this particular time with thankful hearts, rejoicing, Heavenly Father, in Thy church, Thy kingdom, the events of this day. We pray Thy blessings upon Bay Springs Church, Thy blessings upon these two new deacons. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we all sojourn in this land, we would meet one another with love and grace and mercy in our hearts. We would love one another, forgive one another in our walk. We would carry and conduct ourselves in a manner that would be pleasing to Thee. We ask, Heavenly Father, that I continue to remember with much mercy and grace. We pray for those that are sick and suffering. We pray, Heavenly Father, for Thy churches wherever they are planted by Thy right. We ask that in our efforts we would worship and ascribe all our glory to Thy good and holy name. Send Thy Spirit down to meet with us every time that we meet, Heavenly Father, we pray. We ask these things in Jesus' name, for His sake. Amen.